Today's Shiz Masech Bechairis Daf Nun Dalad. We will be doing Daf Nun Gimel on the days. Four lines from the bottom to Nan Hossam. To quickly review, we learned at the end of the Mishnah, the beginning of our Perek, and at the end of our previous Shir, that the Torah teaches us the halacha a Maisa Behema, that one has to take Maisa Behema from all animal, from all Bokar Vitzoyim on an annual basis. And we learned that the halacha is that you have to take from Bokar, which are large animals, Tzoyim, which include Kvos and Ve'izim, sheep and goats. And we learned that you can't take from Bokar onto Kvos and Ve'izim or vice versa. But we did learn that the Torah, by adding the word Tzoyim, teaches us that from Kvos and Ve'izim, one can take Maisa Behema. So begins our Gemara quoting a Mishnah in Masech Tumas. Tanan Hossam. Ein Tarmim and Min Al-Sheinim Minoy. One may not take Truma from one Min onto another Min. Bim Taram. And if one did so, the halacha is Ein Truma Se Truma. The halacha will be that the Truma is not considered a valid Truma. Says the Gemara Minonimili. From where do we know this halacha? Amr Ami Amr Yani. The Torah says, when it speaks about the halacha of truma, and defining these words is very important for today's shir. Yitzar means oil, olive oil, so yitzar is another way of saying olives. Tirosh means wine, so it's another way of saying grapes. The dagon means grape. Amr Torah, and the Torah says, Tein Chelev Lezeh V'Chelev Lezeh. Chelev, which as we shall explain, always means the best part. The Torah is teaching us that we have to give separate Chelev, separate Truma for each Min individual. Ashkechon, so ask the Gemara, Ashkechon, so we've proven that this is the Halacha by Tirosh V'Yitzer, by olives and by grapes, because the Torah has said a separate chalev for Yitzar and a separate chalev for Tirosh. Ashkechon, so we've proven that by Tirosh the Yitzar, the halacha is you have to give a separate truma for each one. Tirosh for dogon, but how do we know when it comes to grapes and grain, or dogon for dogon, or different types of grain, minayin? From where will we know the halacha is of that you may not take truma one from the other? Answers the Gemara. We make the following kal v'chayim. If when we speak about tirush v'yitzah, she'enim climbs abazet, that are not climb one with the other. And we have to explain what does this mean when we say that they're not climb one with the other. Certainly, the halacha is that one may not graft together two different types of trees. But there's one halacha regarding grafting, and there's another halacha regarding planting. When the Torah speaks about grafting, the word the Torah uses is harkava. When the Torah speaks about planting, the Torah uses the words klayim. And what the Gemara is saying now is that the Isser of by trees is strict of different types of trees being put together is only when one is grafting, being markiv, different trees together. But when it comes to planting, there is no Isser of planting different types of trees together. And therefore the Gemara is saying, if by different types of trees, olives and grape, where there is no Isser of planting together. There's only Isser HaKofa, but there is no Isser Klayim. Yet, we just proved, because the Torah uses the words Chalif separately, that the Din is She'ein Klayim Zebzeh, She'ein Ma'asim Zelzeh, one may not take Maisa from the one from the other. Tira Shadogin, so when we speak about wine and grain, or Dogin V'Dogin, or different types of grain, same climbs out of that, where they are climbing one from the other. And then, certainly the halacha should be Shloyes Asum Zalzeh, that's how we know you can't take Meiser from Tirosh to Dagon, and most notably from different types of Dagon as well, one from the other. What would be the best example? The best example would be that you can't take Meiser from wheat to barley. Chit of the siren. They're both types of Dagon, but they climb each other, and therefore it's awesome. Tosis, there's a very fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Tosis, which actually goes through the entire sugya. Rashi holds that the isser of klayim by anything besides when we're dealing with grape is only osam midrabbanim. Many Rishonim, Tosfos, the Rambam, hold that the Issa Klayim is Kali Azera, is the Issa Doraisa. And one of the rayas Tosfos brings to his opinion is this Gemara. Because the Gemara is making the following Kal V'Chomer. If by Tirush V'Yitzur, where there is no Chiyuv Klayim, this still is an Issa of Eim Asur Mizel Zer, certainly, so would be the halacha, says the Gemara, by dogma the dogma, where there is Issa Klein. But if Rashi is correct, that there is no Issa Klein deraisa by different types of grain, only by Kali Akerem, and the Gemara's Kavachomer doesn't stand. So this is one of the rayas, actually, that Tosfos says that the Issa Klein is deraisa by everywhere else. And in fact, Tosfos says that Rashi contradicts himself, that contradictory Rashis throughout Shas. What is Rashi's opinion regarding this question? And it must be that any place where we find a Rashi that says that there is no Chiv deraisa of Klayim, it must by Zroim, it must be a mistaken Rashi. And this Gemara is the proof to that opinion. Furthermore, it's important to indicate that the Gemara is saying that Dogen V'Dogen, when it's the same min, then there is an Issa Klayim, when it's different min. But if it's the same min, then there is no Issa Klayim. The question that comes up, that I saw that the Mefarshim discuss, the Paiskim discuss, is when we speak about two different meaning, two different things that are the same, that there's no Issa Klayim. While we're halacha, is that in all areas of halacha? What I mean to say is, we know that when we eat a new fruit or a new fruit that we haven't eaten the whole year, we have to make a bracha shechiyonu. So let's give an example. Let's think about grapes. So let's say we have purple grapes and green grapes. Certainly, everybody would hold that purple grapes and green grapes are one min. And as far as Al-Gemar is concerned, you would take Meiser from one type of grape to another type of grape. The question that comes up is, let's say you didn't eat grapes for a whole year, and you're making a Shechiyonu when you eat the grapes. Do you make a separate Shechiyonu for grapes, for purple grapes and green grapes? Many Paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion about this, many Paiskim say, we clearly just indicated that it's one min. And if it's one min, we should only make one shechiyonu. However, there are paiskim that say that even though in all other areas of halacha, as we are saying, it's considered one min, when we speak about the halacha of shechiyonu, which shechiyonu is dependent on simcha, it could be that every type of grape brings with it its own simcha. And since each one of them brings with it its own simcha, we only have to make a separate shechiyonu for every type of grape. There's, however, asked the Gemara, Rav Oshia's opinion is that there's no chiyuv of kalei akerem, achi yizra chita v'soyer v'chatzon and poel shad. In order for one to be chayiv for kalei akerem, according to Rav Oshia, two conditions have to be met. One condition is that you have to have a total of three different type of seeds. As the Gemara says, you have chita, which is wheat, sari, which is barley, and chatzin, which is grape. Furthermore, it has to be planted with my poilus yad. that they have to be planted with one throwing the seed from the hand at one time. So according to him, you don't have Kalayim just when you have Tirosh V'Dogon alone. So Hachim Esela. In other words, what was the whole basis of the Kavul Chaymer? The whole basis of the Kavul Chaymer was that we're learning from that if by Tirosh V'Dogon, which are Kalayim, there's an Isser, that if by Tirosh and Yitzhak, which are not Kalayim, you can't take Truma one from the other, certainly so should be the Halacha by Tirosh V'Dogon, which are Kalayim. But now, ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shia, there is no Issa Klayim when you have Tirosh V'Dogon alone. So here too, the Rishonim all point out, the Machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos comes into play. Because according to Rashi, the question that the Gemara is asking is not only on Tirosh V'Dogon, the question the Gemara is asking is by Dogon V'Dogon as well. Because Rashi holds, as we just said, that by Dogon V'Dogon, there is no Chiyiv D'Raisa of Klayim. And therefore the Gemara's question is, how do we come to this conclusion? However, if we follow the opinion of Tosfos, and according to Tosfos, there is a Chiyiv of Klayim by, there is a Chiyiv of Klayim by Dogon V'Dogon, the Gemara's question now is strictly on Tirosh V'Dogon. That the Gemara said that we're going to learn the halacha of Tirosh V'Dogon from Tirosh V'Yitzar. Ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shia, that Kavul Chaymer doesn't work. But according to Tosfos, by Dogon V'Dogon, which is Klayim, the Kavul Chaymer works perfectly. If by Tirosh V'Dogon, where there is no Klayim, you're not allowed to take Truma Meiser. By Dogon V'Dogon, which according to Tosfos has a Chiyuv Klayim D'Raisa, there certainly will be an Isser that you can't take Meiser one from the other. Furthermore, the Mefarshim discuss, Rabbi Yishai said there's another condition that must be met in order that there shouldn't be a Chiyuv Klayim. That there should be a Chiyuv Kalei Kerem. And that is that it has to be planted with Mapoilus Yad. What is the definition of Mapoilus Yad? Pshat is that it has to be planted at one time by throwing at the hand of the hand. And the question that comes up is, why does Rabbi Yishai say that? So there's really two explanations that I saw in the Mefarshim. One is because Rabbi Yishai holds that any time when you don't have it planted, the Mapoilus Yad, with one throwing of the hand, that isn't considered an act of planting. What's one way of learning? Or another way of learning is that if the seeds are all in one hand, and then you plant from the, you throw the seeds from that one hand, so the seeds are going to be close to each other, and since they're close to each other, they're going to grow to next to each other, and you're going to have a situation of collide. But when the seeds are not next to each other, so they're not going, because you don't have them in one hand, that you, they're being thrown by an animal, so then there is no problem of that of Klein. What is the nafkamina? So there's a number of nafkaminas. The simplest nafkamina is what's going to be the halacha if you're planting the mapoilus yad, the seeds are in your hands, they're not on an animal, or they're not on another type of mechanism, but you don't have them all in one hand, you have them in two hands. If we're going to learn that the Torah specifies then in order that it should be considered Klayim, it had to have been planted by hand. So here clearly we have a situation where it was planted by hand. If, however, what the Torah is concerned for is that they should be near each other, so when you're planting and the seeds are not all near each other, but some of the seeds are on one hand and some of the seeds are on another hand, so that then there wouldn't be a Klayim. Similarly, according to everybody, because even according to Rashi, that was saying that there is no Issa D'Raisa of planting different seeds together, Rashi will agree that there certainly is an Issa D'Rabbanan. And according to Tosfos and the other Rishonim that we've been learning in our Shir, there's an Issa Klayim Midaraisa by other seeds. This thing that Rabbi Yishai has said that by Kalei HaKerem it has to be Mapoilus Yad, was it said strictly according to these Rishonim, by Kali HaKerem, or is Sora HaLocha also by Kali HaZera? And the same explanation will be in play. If we're going to say that it has to do because of it's not in one hand, they're not close to each other, and you don't have a situation of Kaliim, so the same thing will be by Kali HaZera as well. If, on the other hand, we're going to say the issue here is that the Torah says that in order to be Chayiv, it has to be M'mapoilus Yad, maybe the Torah only said that by Kali HaKerem. But by Kali HaZera, even if it wouldn't be M'mapoilus Yad, the halacha would be that it's considered Kaliim. But back to our question, the Gemara's question. The Gemara said that the whole way we know that Tirush V'Yitzer, Tirush V'Dogon, one may not take Mice and Trum is one from the other. It's because we learned a Kavachomer, which was based on Tirish Vidogim having an Issa Kalayim. But according to Rabashia, there is no Issa Kalayim if you only have Tirish Vidogim alone. You have to have three Minim. Answer the Gemara. The way Rabashia is going to learn the Kavachomer is as follows. Mice Vayachim. Or Ma Tirish Vidogim. Shein and Kalayim Bezeh Bezeh Afi Yedei Dovachim. When you plant an olive tree and a grape tree, even if you bring a third species there, you wouldn't have Kaliim. Yet the Torah tells us, Amos Asmazel, that we can't take Truma Maisa one from the other. Tirosh V'Dogim, or Dogim V'Dogim, should Kaliim Zabazai De Dovacher. Yes, Rabbi Oshia says that there's no Chiv Kaliim when you only have Tirosh V'Dogim. But if you can have Tirosh and two types of Dogim, we will have a Chiv Kaliim Karim Doraisa. And again, certainly, so the Gemara just somewhat modified the Kavachomer, but the Kavachomer is still a Kavachomer even according to Rabbi Oshia's opinion. Ask the Gemara, Ushnei Minim Be'alma Mitnola. So all we've proven is that we can't have Tirosh V'Dogon, or Dogon V'Dogon, but in any other type of species which are not grain, where there's certainly no Chiv of Klein. So therefore, how do we know that you can't take Truma Maisa from two different Minim, one from the other? And as Tosfos points out, even though one would perhaps try to say we should make a Kavachomer from what we learned in our Mishnah, that if by Chodesh V'Yoshin, animals from different years, we can't take Maisa one from the other, certainly from two different Minim, we shouldn't be able to take Maisa one from the other, Tosfos says, that Kavachomer wouldn't stand, because we see in our Mishnah, and we're going to discuss this more in a moment, Kfas and the Izim, we can't take Maisa Behema one from the other. So therefore, ask the Gemara, how do we know that by Tuminim, where there is no Issa Kalayim, there's an Isser to take Truma Maisa one from the other? Answer the Gemara, Hani the Rabbananu, the Chiv of taking Truma Maisa by all of these Minim is only with Rabbanan. And we have a rule throughout Shas, the called the Tiknu Rabbonon, Ke'en Deraisa Tiknu. Chazal fashioned the Takonis similar to the way the Takonis are with Deraisa. Mid Deraisa, just like by Deraisa was saying, Shnei Minim, whenever you have two Minim, Einem is Asim Zalzeh, as we just proved from the Kavachomer, so too the Rabbonon Nam. What is considered only having a Chi of Truma Maisim with Rabbonon is the subject of a Machloikus Rishonim. Rashi seems to learn that the only species that are mechuyev in Truma Medaraisa are Dogon Tirosh V'Yitzer. Other Rishonim say it's not limited to Dogon Tirosh V'Yitzer, but includes all of the Zayin Minim. Other Rishonim, the opinion of the Rambam, is that anything that a tree is chayev in Truma Medaraisa, vegetables are only Truma Derabbanan. I did see that there's another opinion that seems to differentiate between Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, and that there's a much more limited application of a Chiv Deraisa by Maisa Rishon than there is by Maisa Sheni, that many more species are Mechuyiv and Maisa Sheni Deraisa versus Maisa Rishon. Now the Gemara brings what we just discussed relevant to our sugyas of Maisa Mehema. When we speak about Maisa Behema, the Lord says, the likes of a mass of bakr or mass at sun. Yes, asru mizalzet. In other words, the Torah, if the Torah would have said mass of bakr or mass at sun, just like the Torah used the word that we began our shir with, by truma, where the Torah says separate chaylev for the word chaylev separately for yitzar and separately for tirosh. So there we could understand that that's why the Torah is teaching us that you can't take truma meiser from yitzar onto tirosh or vice versa. But if we look at the pasuk by meiser behema, the pasuk says the chamas abokar v'tsoy kosh yavatach sashevet. The Torah doesn't use the word meiser separately for these different types of animals. So if the Torah doesn't use the word ma'aseh separately for these different types of animals, the halacha ought to be that all types of animals, you should be able to take ma'aseh one from the other. Amalei, to which Abaye responds, Amakra, the Torah says, again, the pasuk that we just read, the chamas bakut tzayin kol sheyavet kach ha'shevet ha'asiri, tenasiri lezeh, the tenasiri lezeh, that every type of animal should have its own ma'aseh behemoth separated. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. So we learned in the Mishnah that you could take ma'aseh from kvasim to izim, goat to sheep. Ask the Gemara, you have kvasim to izim nami. Why is that lucky you could take from kvasim to izim? It was saying that the Torah uses the word so asiri that says that every species should have ma'aseh behemoth separated separately. Answers the Gemara, the tzon. Since the Torah uses the word tzon, mashma kol tzon echad. All tzon is to be considered in one category. And as we explained, kvas and the izim are both in the tzon family. And since they're both in the tzon family, they have this halacha that you could take from one to the other. Ask the Gemara if that's the argument. Why don't we say that all dagon is in one family, and the halacha therefore should be that you should be able to take truma meiser from one type of dagon to another type of dagon. You should be able to take truma meiser from chitin to soirim, or vice versa. Amar Abaya says the Abaya, the Torah used the word reshisom, kol chaylev yitzav kol chaylev tirosh v'dagon reshisom, as yitin l'shem l'chad asatim reshisom. Every one should have its own. The Torah used the words reshisam to separate each one separately. And as the Mefarshim point out, at this point now, according to Abaya, the Kal V'Chomer that we used earlier in our shir, how we know that you can't take Truma Maisa from one type of Dagon to another type of Dagon, actually falls away. Because now, the reason we know you can't take from one type of Dagon to another type of Dagon is from the word reshisam. Rava has a different approach. Rava says, "Beloi reshisam nami." Without the word reshisam, you can't come to that conclusion. Mashma kol dogon echad lematza amit. You can't say that when the Torah says that you have to take truma meisa from dogon, what the Torah means is you can take from all types of dogon one for the other. Why? Because Bishlama Hassam, by the word tsoim, which is used by Meister Behema, I mean it tsoim mashma called tsoim echad. The Torah used the word tsoim to teach us that any animal that's in the family of tsoim, which as we've been explaining means kvasim v'izim, should be, the halacha is you can take Meister Behema one from the other. Four, says Rava, this alkadaita, if you're going to argue kvasim v'izim nami, the halacha is that you can't take ma'isa behema one for the other, then instead of the Torah saying v'cha ma'isa baka v'tzoy, the Torah could have just said lichta v'cha ma'isa behema. The fact that the Torah wrote v'cha ma'isa baka v'tzoy instead of just simply writing v'cha ma'isa behema is clearly an indication that all that to teach us that when it comes to tzoy, you could take from kvas and v'izim one for the other. Says the Gemara, how can we, maybe the reason the Torah didn't write the word Masa Behema is not to come to this conclusion that Kvas of Izim, you could take one for the other, but otherwise, if the Torah would have written, says the Gemara, the Chitema, Iksiv ka masa behemah. If the Torah would have written the words masa behemah, have a meaning, we would think afilu chaya, that you could take, that you have to take masa behemah even from chaya. So tomorrow, that we would never come to such a havamina. Because we would learn Xer Shava, there's Xer Shava, Tachas Tachas, Mikach and Gomar, that just like Kabonis cannot be brought from Chayas, so too, Maisa Behema is not brought from Chayas. Ask the Achronim, how could there be a havamina that you would have to bring Maisa Behema from a Chaya? We know that a Chaya is not brought as a carbon. So why do we need Xer Shavuot to teach us this? So I saw two Torahs. One Torah says that maybe this rule that we're so familiar with, that you don't bring a Chaya as a carbon, wouldn't be such a hard and fast rule actually. And the halacha actually would be that there is an exception. A Maisa Behema would be brought from a Chaya. Until we have this pasuk, this Xer Shavuot that teaches us that no, that there is no Chiv Maisa Behema by Chaya. But then I saw another Teretz, and it's very much in line with what we discussed in our previous year. In our previous year we discussed that when we speak about Maisa Behema, there's really two parts to the halacha Maisa Behema. Of course, there's a din, the Maisa Behema, if it's a healthy animal, it should be separated and be brought to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. But we also learned that there are many times that the Maisa Behema animal is not brought as a carbon. If it's not an Eretz Yisrael, if it's a Balmum, but it still has very significant Maisa Behema rules. It's also the Gizav Avoido. They may not be eaten until they become Balmum. Were we not to have a Gzei Rishava, say the Achroinim, what would be is that of course there would never be a Havimina, that the Chaya, that's a Maisa Behema, should be brought as a carbon. A Chaya is never brought as a carbon. But maybe the other rules of Maisa Behema would apply. So Da'a the Gemara said, that's maybe why the Torah couldn't have written the word Masa Behema. Says Rava, no. I would have known anyway that a Chaya is exempt from all halachas of Maisa Behema, because I learned that from the Gzeir Shavah, Takas Takas. So why does the Torah write the word Bok of Ksoy? To teach us that you could take from Kfas of Ezen. And Rava continues, Vasi, the Kavachaymer, the Chodesh V'Yashim. And therefore we would have gone further and learned the Kavachaymer, then if Chodesh V'Yashim you can't take Maisa Behema one from the other, so too would be the Halacha by all types of animals that you can't take Maisa Behema one from the other. So it would have been good enough, says Rava, for the Torah just to write the word V'Chamasa Behema. Why did the Torah write the words Bok of Itzoyin Lomeli? Teach us, Bok of Itzoyin, who the Amos Ashim is Elzer. From Behemoth Gasa to Behemoth Dako, or vice versa, Maisa Behemoth cannot be taken one from the other. Abu Kvas and the Ezim, the Halacha is Mis Ashim, you can take Maisa one from the other. Ask the Gemara, Abu Hacha, but when, says Rava, when we speak about Dagon, me, Sag, the likes of Dagon, the Torah has to write the word Dagon to teach us that the Chiv of Maisa is only by Dagon, and not by other things that grow from the ground, like that we discussed earlier. Lemuti Shaminim. So there is no extra word. So since there's no extra word, that's how we know that you can't take Meiser one from in from the other. So just to summarize, we were up to the Gemara at this point. By Meiser Behema, everybody learns that you can't take Bok of Itzoyin, you can't take Maisa one from the other, from the word Asiri. From the word Tzoyin, we learn that by Kvas and the Izim, you can't take Maisa one from the other. By Trumas and Maisris, according to Abaya, we learn it from the word Reshisom, that you can't take Maisa from one type on the other. According to Rava, you can't take Maisa one from the other by Trumas and Maisris. It goes back to what we learned at the beginning of the Shir, that since the Torah set a separate Chelev by Tirosh and a separate Chelev by Yitzhar, so we learned Tirosh for Yitzhar, you can't take Maisa one from the other, and Then we learn with the Kal V'Chaimer that that applies to all other different minim as well. So in other words, the only nafkamina between Abaye and Rav at this point is, do we need to learn the limit of Reshisom? Abaye learns the limit of Reshisom, Rav does not learn the limit of Reshisom. Maskler from the Breder of Nachman, Eimer la'arv l'bak v'tzayin. But maybe, according to Rava, you could even be able to pay from Bakur and Tzayin as well. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Mazut, Breder of Nachman. The Rav Isfay Nami Asiri can teach us that from Behema Gasa to Behema Daka you cannot take. Now the Gemara gives a different version of Rava. Ikadamri, Amar Rava, Belay Asiri Nami. Even if I did not have the limit of Asiri, we can never say that you could take mice from Bakur V'tzayin. Why? Because we go back to what we discussed in our previous year. In the previous year we learned, Iskish Maisa Behemela Maisa Dogen. Ma Maisa Dogen, we just finished proving that Lachi is, Memin Al She'ena Min Aloy, you can't take from one min to another min. Af Maisa Behemela, Sotuva Maisa Behemela, that Lachi is, Memin Al She'ena Min Aloy, you can't take from one min to another min. So according to this understanding, Rava doesn't have to learn the limud of Reshisom, and he'll still come to the same conclusion that by Maisa Behema you can't take from Bakav Tzayim, but you can take from Kvasim V'Izim. By Maisa Dogen we have the limud of Chelev V'Chelev, and then we compare Bakav Tzayim to the din of Dogon, that you can't take one or the other. Ask the Gemara, but how could we say this? For Ravu the Amar, Rav in our previous shir, we asked the question. The Gemara taught us, Rav said that there's a hekish between Maisa Behema and Maisa Dogen. And the Gemara said, so what that teaches us, that in certain situations you can take Maisa Behema one for the other, and one, in certain situations you can't. And the conclusion, which is the conclusion even at the end of today's shir, it means that Chodesh V'Yoshin, you can't take Maisa Behema one for the other. Kvasim V'Izim, you can. And the Gemara asked at the end of our previous shir, Umari'is, maybe say just the opposite, maybe Kvasim V'Izim, you can, and Chodesh V'Yoshin, you can. So the Gemara answered, L'shoni kasht of loyal davaracha, that when the Torah compares Maisa Behema to Maisa Dagon, it's only for the rule of Shana B'Shana. But now the Gemara is saying that not only does Rava hold that we compare Maisa Behema to Maisa Dagon for the rule of Chodesh V'Yoshan, we're also comparing it for Min Al She'ena Minoy. And that's how Rava knows, according to this version of the Gemara, you can't take Maisa from Bakur to Tzayin. But that's just the opposite of what we learned at the end of the Shia yesterday, that Rava limits the hekish of Maisa Behema to Maisa Dagon strictly to the rule of Chodesh V'Yoshan. So the Gemara gives two tzuras. One tzura says Hadarai Rava Mahi. Rava retracted, and Rava says that the hekish between Maisa Behema to Maisa Dagon should not be limited just to the rule of Chodesh V'Yoshan, but could be expanded also to teach us to the rule of Min Al She'ena Minoy. Or Rabbi say Chod Minai Repapa Amra. We're asking a contradiction in the opinion of Rava. Both of these Gemaras were not said by Rava. One was said by Rapapa, and one was said by Rava. But as Tosfos explains, the bottom Tosfos on the Amid, they very commonly got confused between different statements that were made by Rava and Rapapa. Because since Rapapa was the Rosh Yeshiva after Rava, so they got confused what was said during the time that Rava was Rosh Hashiva and what was said in the time that Rapapa was Rosh Hashiva. Says the Mishnah. So now, the Mishnah continues in discussing the procedure of Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, Mitzdarf Kamali Regla Behema Roya. If we have many animals spread out over an area, how do those animals combine, or when do those animals combine to Chiyah Maisa Behema? So if they're all within the distance, says the Mishnah, of Kumloi Regul Behema Roya, then they combine. Ask the Mishnah, the kama who rosh ba'hem roya, how much of a distance is that? Shisha mil. It's 16 mil. The Chaznish says that this Mishnah is a raya that the chiyuv of ma'aseh ba'hem, there's a question in the Achronim, is the chiyuv ma'aseh ba'hem a chiyuv that you have, just like you have to take trumas and ma'aseh from your tvua that grows, as we've been discussing. You have to take ma'aseh ba'hem, you have an obligation to separate ma'aseh ba'hem, or is it a mitzvah that if you take it, you're mekayim the mitzvah, like if you bring a carbon, but it's not an obligatory mitzvah. Says the Chazon Ish, that our Mishnah is clearly a raya that there's a chiyuv to go through the mitzvah of the halacha of ma'aseh behemah. Why? Because what's our Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is trying to identify how much of an area is considered an area that could combine for ma'aseh behemah. What does the Mishnah mean, says the Chazon Ish? That if we have animals all within this amount of space, we have to take ma'aseh behemah. So we see from here, says the Chazon Ish, that the mitzvah ma'aseh behemah is a mitzvah chiyuvus. If there's 32 mil between them, a mitzdarfin. So Gemara is going to ask, there's a stira. First we said 16 mil, now we're saying 32 mil. If there were animals in between these two groups that are separated, maybe ma'aser be'emtzah, we take ma'aser from the ones in the middle. This too will be explained to Gemara. Do we have to bring them all to the middle or not? Ramei Omer, hayard ma'aser ma'aser be'emah. The yardin is considered a set. If you have animals on one side of the Yardin and animals on the other side of the Yardin, they don't combine for the Chiyuv Ma'aseh Behemah. And as the Mefarshim explained, even though when we speak about rivers, the Yardin is a very narrow river, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, there's a special limud that teaches us that this narrow river still is considered a border. So says the Gemara, we said as long as they're all over an area that the Raya could see it, they combine. Ask the Rabbanan immediately. Amar Rabbi Bar Shei with the Amar Kra, At Tavor Nahat Tzoyin Ayidei Moina. The Kimmel Rabbanan, the Tzoyin are connected for the Meiser if they're under the control of one Raya. And says the Gemara, Kimmel Rabbanan, the Shitsa Mil Kashalta by Ena the Raya. Within an area of 60 mil, the Raya could see. So Mefarshim asked the obvious question. 16 mil is a very far distance. And we know that most people can't see the distance of 16 mil. Actually, not only do we know that most people can't see the distance of 16 mil, the halacha is that if someone's husband, Rachmana Litzlan, falls into Mayim, She'elem Soif, and the Gemara says, what's the definition of Mayim She'elem Soif? The Gemara says to Yevamos, if it's more than a mil, we can't see what, and even if you were looking at that body of water, the halacha is we can't assume that you saw what happened so far away. So here we say that the Raya could see such a far distance. And here we see that he can't see such a far distance. So the simple teretz is, it depends on what type of attention you're trying to give. When you need to give very close attention, the distance is much shorter than when you have to give just overall attention. And therefore, by this woman, you have to be able to discern that her husband is dead. So once he's that far away, you can't make that determination. However, for a raya, who just has to give a basic supervision to the animals, a distance of 16 amma, 16 mil, a raya could see, says our Gemara. Along the same line, the Gemara, we all know, the Gemara said at the beginning of the Sechta Sukkah, Sukkah ma'alu michaf amma, if a Sukkah is higher than 20 amma, it's possible. We learned by Hanukkah, Ner Chanukah l'mal michaf amma. Ner Chanukah should be above 20 amma. So here we see that above 20 amma you don't see. And here we say that the Raya could see 16 mil. Again, the same point. By Ner Chanukah or by Sukkah, to look at the Schach, the Torah specifically wants us to be able to pay careful attention
to the Neiros Chanukah or to the Sach Ach. And therefore, once it's so high, you can't give it the proper attention. To give a basic supervision, an area of 16 mil is good enough. However, the Paiskim do discuss that perhaps, in general, the eyesight of people has changed. It's specifically relevant to a very famous Machloikas Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim, when is the Tzeisik Kachavim? The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, as we know, the Tzeisik Kachavim is 72 minutes after the Shkia. Because Rabbeinu Tam learns that the Bein HaShemoshes does not begin immediately after the Shkia. There's a time between the Shkia Rishayna and the Shkia Achroina, and only then we have Bein HaShemoshes, and only then we have Tzeisik Kachavim. The Goyim, and that is the opinion of the Gro, says that Bein HaShemoshes begins immediately after the Shkia. Actually, one of the rayas that the Gro brings is that we know, the Gemara says, that when is it night? When we could see three stars. Says the Gro, who defends the opinion of the Goyim, you don't have to wait for 72 minutes to see stars. So we see the night is before 72 minutes. But the truth of the matter is, not in all places can you see stars before 72 minutes. So one shot is that even the Gra and the Goyim that say that the chase is much earlier are only saying it in Eretz Yisrael, where we know night comes much quicker after the Shkia than in other countries like Europe and the United States. But another upshot is that in general, our eyesight has changed. And therefore, to rely on seeing stars and what is considered Kacham Ketanim, Ketanim Benayim, Kacham Benayim, we can't use that as a proof. And one of the rayas to say that we can't determine when night is just based on what we see is that it's clear that our vision has changed from the time of Chazal. Because our Gemara is saying that a Roya could see a distance of 16 mil, and we clearly know that there's no one that could see nowadays with just eyesight such a far distance of 16 mil. Another area where the place can discuss how far could it be together to combine is there's many tshuvas in the Paiskim if there's a minyan davening outside in an open area. We're not davening in a shul, we're not davening in a room, we're davening in an open area. So how far could the people be standing one from the other and still combine to be considered a minyan? So the Mechas Yitzchak and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach seem both to hold that it has to be that the minyan has to be in an area that they all could hear the Baal Tefillah. But if you have 10 people, and the 10 people can't all hear the Baal Tefillah, and can't therefore answer Amen when he says Brachas, they certainly can't combine. But let's say you have a Baal Tefillah who has a good voice, a strong voice, and you could hear him in quite a distance. How much of a distance can they all combine to a minyan? And the question is, that it seems from our Gemara, that even up to a distance of 16 mil is considered one area, and maybe the halacha would be that even if they're spread out over quite an area, as long as they could hear about tefillah, they could combine to be a minyan for tefillah b'tzibah.